This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Election coverage continues on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell's here. Kevin Flynn is here. And our behind-the-scenes team that is the best of the best of the best, What's On Your Mind on Twitter. Leah Backstrom and her team there, as well as Madeline. Daniel answering the phones. You got Chris Larson, our producer. We're blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed. Whole host of calls. Tim and Vergus is going to be first up here. Bill Stepien, the president's campaign manager, is just on a phone call with the national media. And here are some of his comments. A couple things. They're quick, but encouraging information from Bill Stepien, the president.
They know and we know that if we count all legal ballots, we win. The president wins. We feel like the president is in very, very, very good position this morning.
If Donald J. Trump ends up being declared the winner at some point, whether that's today or a month from now, it'll, in my mind, be because of an enormous amount of prayer. Michelle Bachmann, one of our favorite people on the planet, has been part of prayer efforts leading up to the election and is in Washington, D.C. at this moment and continue to participate in these prayer efforts, part of the Ken Copeland Ministries coverage tonight as well. And she joins us for a quick update on our What's On Your Mind newsmaker line. Michelle, thanks for doing what you're doing.
Hey, Scott, thank you. I want to thank you also for being a friend of people of prayer. You've done a great job promoting this, and I know that you have a lot of people in your audience who are also people of faith and people of prayer. And I want to thank every single one for the prayers. Now we just hold on. This time of prayer is even more important than the prayer earlier. So we just hold on, have faith. We stand, and we can trust that God is going to see this thing through. I know we feel disappointed this morning that we don't have a result, but we shouldn't be discouraged. Disappointment's okay. Discouragement, don't go there, because there's no reason to, because I truly believe that every legal ballot will be counted, but we can't allow the ballots who were illegally cast to be counted. So we just see this process through. It may end up in the courts for a little bit, but we just see it through in prayer. And just like the year 2000, Bush v. Gore, ultimately the result's going to come. So just stand firm.
And you have, like you did 4 years ago, a pretty significant prayer effort. I don't know how you guys go about this. If you have, shifts or all kinds of people in one room, or just hey, we're within the same vicinity. But it's a well-oiled machine, I understand, right?
It's a well-oiled machine, because the oil comes from the Holy Spirit, and He is the one who's been speaking into the hearts and minds and spirits of people across this nation and really across the world to pray into this election, because this was so vitally important. And so, people of faith, we just continue to stand. For those of us in D.C., many of you have seen the footage of Black Lives Matter Plaza. We've been there virtually around the clock, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because that's a crucial piece of land. It's right in front of the White House. And there were announcements by people who are anarchists saying that they want to literally take over the White House, get over the fence and push the president out of the building physically. I mean, these people are crazy. So we went in to pray on that spot. We weren't going to give up that territory. So we worship. We stand and we sing worship songs, praise songs. We bring little children, families. And I've got to tell you, it's brought a tremendous sense of peace to that area. We didn't see the level of violence that we thought we were going to see. So we just, again, steady as the course. We just stand strong, believing in our God. And God has this thing. He's already sealed this election with His will. So we just stand strong. Our part is prayer. Now be patient. Maybe turn off the regular news. Listen to Scott Hannon. And just stand strong. because we're going to see God get this, but it may go through the courts, and I believe it'll ultimately end up in the Supreme Court. And every legal ballot, like Bill stepped in and said, if they know that if it's only the legal ballots that are counted, Trump wins. So that's why in the middle of the night last night, you saw 100% of all new ballots that came in were Joe Biden. That is statistically impossible. That's what happened in the Franken-Coleman race when the Franken race was stolen in Minnesota. Everybody knows it was stolen. But we're not just going to let this go by. This President Trump is a fighter, and he's got the smartest team you've ever seen. And they're going to fight this in court, and that's why ultimately I think we're going to get our true vote count. So our job is to make sure that we just pray. We pray this thing through. We hold on, steady as the course, pray it through, and ultimately this thing will settle. There was tremendous good news last night. When you think of everything that was spent, the amount of money that was spent on the election and the fact that the Democrats didn't flip the Senate, I mean, that's astounding. The fact that Republicans actually gained seats in the House. Now, not enough to take over, but they still gain. It's almost impossible to believe that that could happen despite all of the odds. In particular, the censorship from Apple, Facebook, Instagram, Google, that level of censorship we've never seen before, and that has to end. And to me, that's one of the biggest reasons we need to make sure that we do our part in prayer. We need President Trump back for a second term because we can never allow Google, Apple, Facebook, Twitter to do to the American people what they have done in this election. They're active, aiding and abetting accomplices in trying to steal this election through their false information. And they've got to come to heel. And that only President Trump can do that.
A wonderful woman, former member of Congress from Minnesota, as well as the presidential candidate on the Republican conservative side. Obviously, we love her. We're going to let you go back to work, but we're going to have you back soon to really analyze Minnesota and show Minnesotans what they need to do. There was a big victory in 7, as I'm sure you saw with Michelle Bachmann.
Yes, Michelle Fischbach won. I'm so grateful. She and I served in the Minnesota State Senate today. She'll make a great member of Congress.
So there are some positives there, but obviously a lot of work to do in the city. We'll let you get back to it, though. Michelle, thanks so much. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Tim in Vergas. Been waiting a while. Let's get you in here. What's on your mind, Tim?
What's going on, gentlemen? Say, the old waking up this morning with the old schlep rock attitude, mumbly me, oh, woe is me. We're forgetting two words, but God. And that's but God. God has got a plan for this country. Donald Trump is going to be our president. And that's about all I got to say.
Well, your lips to God's ears, as they say, Tim. And that's good to see. Have you seen that loon in Vergas? That big giant loon?
No, it's the world's biggest loon that looks like a penguin.
Oh, it's a penguin.
No, it's a loon.
Okay.
But it looks like a penguin.
Yeah. Do you think it looks like a penguin or a loon, Tim? Do you, any preference there?
I wake up looking at that thing every morning, and it looks like a penguin to me. But
I'm telling you, man, that's where I live. You know?
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate that very much. Thanks so much. Let's go to Courtney in Bismarck. Courtney, you're on. What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Hello. I know that we've talked a lot about the presidential race because it's on all of our minds, but I wanted to switch kind of locally and just kind of ask your perspective. We've heard a lot and talked a lot about prayer, pro-life, faith, and, of course, conservative values today. And I know that you have been a supporter of Burgum, and I was just kind of wondering what your perspective is. I know that there's some people in North Dakota that are concerned that once he got in for another 4 years, that maybe he would kind of overgrab his power with the coronavirus and different things going on. Do you have some perspective on what you think, how he's going to change?
I think one of the most conservative governors in the country and soon to be a presidential candidate, Kristi Noem, said it best. Do you have that handy still, Todd? We had on our election night coverage, and I asked her, look at the Governor Burgum's race here. What do you think?
And, again, solid conservative credentials. Nobody questions that about Kristi Noem.
And I'm so proud of him. I mean, Doug's a winner. He always has been. And, you know, here's a guy who loves his people. So I'm just so thrilled that North Dakota, again, gave him an opportunity to serve them, because I've never seen a man that just gets up every day happy, wanting to take care of his people. And he will serve you well. Congratulations, Doug. I'm proud to be your friend.
So I think Doug Burgum knows who elected him. Courtney. I think Doug Burgum knows who elected him. And by the way, a very impressive number. A lot of people saying, oh, COVID not handled well. Look what he got. I mean, what did Shelley Lenz get compared to what Marvin Nelson had? Anybody have that handy? We'll look that up here before the break. So I'm not worried, and I don't think most people are. But you know what, Courtney? It's our job to hold the people we elect accountable to who they are, who they said they would be, what they would do. So you see something you don't like, we got to say something. I've been a little bit concerned about the personality battles there rather than actual facts, but we'll watch it play out. Thanks. More coming up.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers. The secret to Pfeiffer's highly successful equipment and land auctions? Simple. We are marketers, merchandisers, and auctioneers. Pfeiffer's notable international marketing strategy gives results. Our team does it better than anyone. We will clean, prepare, and stage your equipment and implement our strategic internet and digital marketing program. If you are interested in selling your land or equipment, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 and view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
For 24 hours on November 17th, the clock will be ticking for You Mary Giving Day. We invite you to join by supporting the Sister Thomas Welder Scholarship, the Marauders Armada Athletic Scholarship, or School of Health Sciences. For those 24 hours, your generosity will be matched up to $75,000. Don't miss this opportunity to double your impact. Visit YouMaryGivingDay.com. That's YouMaryGivingDay.com.
Help us kick off the holiday driving season Friday, November 20th at CashWise, 43rd Avenue Northeast, North Bismarck. Stop in for special deals, including saving 15 cents per gallon on unleaded 88, your safe, economical fuel choice. Unleaded 88 is a high-performance fuel that is safe for all 2001 and newer vehicles. Other deals include a Works car wash for only $2 and the chance to win gift cards. Kick off the holiday driving season. Stop at CashWise, 43rd Avenue North Bismarck, November 20th, and save 15 cents per gallon on unleaded 88.
Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. One half, ladies and gentlemen, one half of the taxes paid in the state of North Dakota come from the oil and gas industry. And talk about an industry that has been through a whole lot. And despite all that, there's nobody that doubts North Dakota's oil and natural gas industry will be back better than ever. Because they're committed to using the talent we have, the resources we have wisely to build a strong, sustainable future for our family, friends, and neighbors. And together, that's all about keeping North Dakota a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Find out more at ndoilfoundation.org. We have some breaking news on the seat, District 8 House seat in North Dakota. The candidate that won last night has passed away. I know there's got to be a joke in there somewhere, but you shouldn't joke when it involves the untimely death of someone. And Dave Andahl, his seat has to be filled now. What's the process? The governor has appointed someone. The lieutenant governor is going to give us the latest on that here in just a moment. Barry and Bismarck, while we're waiting for the lieutenant gov, on What's on Your Mind. Barry and Bismarck, take it away. What's on your mind?
Yeah, this is Barry talking. I'm just wondering if the absolute worst comes to be with the Biden communist regime, if there's any possibility of our governor and senators of our Christian moral states getting the right to secede from the union. We've got the food, we've got the energy, we have the muscle. And we just need to stay away from this communist movement.
You know, we got to go back to that call from John earlier with the Winston Churchill quote, because now we're into that kind of territory. It's a question for those individuals when we get done counting here, Barry. I still think Donald Trump wins. I think Donald Trump is going to win, you know, in my mind. Bill Stepien, the campaign manager, just said, look, if every legal vote counts, we win. So this may be a battle. It may take some time, but let's just keep our powder dry and all of that. The lieutenant governor of the great state of North Dakota is Brent Sanford. He is on our newsmaker line. I asked Brent to join us because I'm a little unclear of the rules related to filling the District 8 House seat of Dave Andahl. The governor has done that a few moments ago. He is appointed to that race Wade Bason. So Wade now will be appointed to that seat. There has been some palace intrigue. There always is in the political world, but over who has the ability to appoint that person, the governor, or the district that person came from. And so, Brent, here's my question. Here is my question for you. What does the Constitution tell us about whose right it is to appoint this? That's where we should start.
Thanks for asking me the question, Scott. First, I want to just address the last caller and you know, watching the election results all the way till 2 in the morning last night, very clear. The president had a very strong night. All the pundits telling us which states need to be in play, they're still in play. He's got strong leads. I sure feel a lot better of him finishing out the night plus 50% in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania than if he wasn't. And so no matter what anybody says, there will be a lot of, speaking of palace intrigue, there will be a lot of palace intrigue there. But we just have to follow through. Like the campaign manager said, the legal votes need to be counted. And the president has a real strong path forward. So it was really a great showing for the president. And I'd also like to express our gratitude for being reelected, our gratitude to the people of North Dakota for having the faith in us. We received the same percentage as President Trump, 65%. And we're very honored. We feel great challenge ahead and great faith from the people of North Dakota to continue forward through these challenges we have in the current times and move forward to the great future that we have. There's some great news announced today at Basin Electric annual meeting. I mean, there's a lot of good things happening. But to the issue at hand, the District 8 issue is one of sadness. Have a candidate pass away shortly before the election is completed. Dave Andahl and his family, our condolences go out to Dave and his Dave's family. And the fact is, he received a winning number of votes in District 8. But the Constitution is pretty clear that one must be an elector of the state for 1 year prior to the election to be able to take the elected position on. And unfortunately, Mr. Andahl was not, as is deceased over a month ago, and so it creates a constitutional conundrum. We've already seen arguments about it between Democrats, Republicans, Executive Committee, Attorney General, state offices of both parties, and this is an issue that we feel the Constitution is clear that when there's not a method, there's methods for if someone passes away in the primary during that time before they're on the ballot. There's methods for replacing if a person is a seated legislator. There's not anything about what happens in this situation. So the Constitution is clear that there's the gap filling statute would be it's not the statute. The gap filling measure would be the Constitution itself, stating the governor shall appoint when there's a vacancy where there's not other language available. And so this is the case today. The governor is very honored to be able to appoint Wade Bassons. Wade is someone that we know. He's someone that serves as a president and general manager of BNI Energy. He's lives south of Washburn. His wife's a teacher. He's 49 years old. He went to NDSU. He's a very talented individual that contributes heavily to Lignite Energy Council, to Empower Commission. He's a great leader. Very honored that he would accept an appointment such as this. He feels that we're at a juncture in our time in the energy transition that we're in North Dakota that's very important to have strong leaders. And so we're humbled and honored that he took the position. And he's looking forward to serving District 8 in the state of North Dakota. And so we're moving forward with that.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Brent, but I think the previous debate over who you appoint had to do with the vacancy statutes in the North Dakota Century Code, but they don't actually apply in this case because Dave Andahl was not a qualified elector on the day of the election, so could not be elected to the seat, right?
Right. So it's certain that there would be legal challenges based any direction that would be gone with after the election. There were four candidates on the ballot. There's a question of the process that can be followed with a sitting legislator, with a current legislator that passes away or resigns or is removed, that goes to the district committee. There's questions surrounding this issue. We feel that honoring the Constitution, honoring the voters in District 8 who have moved forward with Dave Andahl, honoring his family's wishes, this is the way to go. This is the strongest constitutional remedy that's available.
Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, I should have started with this, but congratulations. Congratulations on a significant victory. As you say, a vote total that is the same of President Trump's, and lots of mumbles, oh, the numbers are down. The president's not popular during COVID. He's got a higher number, I think. I think he went up, and you guys matched him.
55%.
Yeah. Congratulations, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Scott.
It. Yep, our best to you and the governor, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks, sir.
Thanks, Scott. Take care.
Wisconsin has more votes than people who are registered to vote. My first evidence of some shenanigans. More on that coming up.
The Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
If you were hoping for a presidential result this morning, you'll need to wait a little more as several states continue counting ballots. Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, North Carolina, and Georgia continue to count Wednesday morning. One thing we have learned this morning, polls in America are broken, and most projections fell way short or were completely wrong in most predictions. If you look at the nearly $1 billion spent to win seats in the House and Senate, Tuesday was a disaster for the Democrats in D.C. The results remain unofficial, but it looks as if the Senate will remain as a Republican majority and the House Democrats will remain in power, albeit with less dominating numbers. Republican women beat incumbent Democrats for five of the House seats. The wins are in South Carolina, Oklahoma, Florida, New Mexico, and Minnesota. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Is a killer. I mean, if we had cause of death accuracy, and you talk about the amount of deaths, you know, stress is responsible for so many things, hypertension and all kinds of health ailments, that anything you can do to eliminate stress gives you wellness. And my friends at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, Vince and his team there, they're really wellness experts, is what they are, because they have so many products, the hot spring spas, the saunas, Finleo saunas, made in Minnesota. Those are stress relievers. So are the pool tables, the shuffleboard, all the great games they have, arcade games. So is the patio furniture. Best patio furniture money can buy, bar none. They have it. I have some in my backyard. It's a fire table, the chairs. I mean, I keep them. They're all outside all winter, and you can't even tell. That's what kind of durability they have. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. These could be stressful days ahead, folks. Watch your health. Take care of yourself. Talk to the wellness pros. They are in West Fargo. They're in Grand Forks, and they're in Bismarck, too. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Some kind of bad joke. You ever get one of those Facebook things where it says, here's your photo from 8 years ago? I just got one from 8 years ago. You know what the photo is? It says, your most liked photo of 2012. The picture is of my lovely wife, Maria.
Mm-hmm.
And if it were just that, I'd be just fine, because I'd be glad. I have my sweetie. We got some likes here. And Mitt Romney. In Fargo.
Okay.
Actually, Mapleton. We were out at Mark Andrews' farm, rest his soul.
Okay.
And Mark hosted an event. I mean, he was a Republican nominee, so what are you going to do? But I look at that now, and I'm like, oh, I want to take a shower. So anyway, thanks for the laughs. What was I telling you before the break? Oh, some fraud concerns in Wisconsin. Okay. Couple of things here we're seeing, and I'm going to get back to the phones, and I got to get to some of your texts, because they're really, really good. Wisconsin has more votes than people who are registered to vote, says this reporter in Wisconsin. Total number of registered votes, 3,129,000. Total number of votes cast, 3,239,920. Direct evidence of fraud. Well, something's not right. Right? Another texter says, today's the day I'm canceling my cable TV. After last night's games by Fox, I'm done. There's some people, they only have it on Fox. I'm one of them, for the most part. Oh, my goodness. Cass County took a long time to tally the votes last night. I know a lot of folks that just, and a lot of votes were dumped very late. Chad Peterson is checking in with the Cass County Auditor. Mike Monpleasure about that, so we should have an update for you on that. There was something else here I was going to say. Let me just go to some text here, and then we'll go to the calls. We have Will in Detroit Lakes, Adam in North Dakota, Paul in Minnesota, 800-228-0550. Now that the Democrats have had a possible taste of victory, can you imagine what will happen when when Trump does win the election? He's going to win the election. He's going to win the election. I just don't know if it's today, tomorrow, next week, or a month from now. Eric Trump, who was a guest of ours several times in the election, and the youngest son of, not the youngest, I guess, middle son of Donald Trump, just tweeted out, folks, we're all over this. We're all over this. And texting out some examples of some of the things going on. So, there is a machine that is underway right now. No matter who wins, we need to keep trying to persuade people to come over to the new Republican Party and keep trying to win in the future. We do, I agree, but we should be able to win races we've won without any BS. And, maybe this is why Donald Trump was elected. Maybe this is why he was elected.
Right.
He's done some incredible things when you think about it over the last 4 years, but maybe it was this. Maybe it was to unearth just how corrupt our system is. I'm of the opinion, and this is going to sound really goofy because I'm a Tenth Amendment guy, I think you need a national standard. You need, the military watches over votes in other places around the world where there's cheating. I trust the military. I trust them a lot more than I do, 50 different states with 50 different views. Got to have that conversation. Another texter says, the Chi-Coms are smiling today. The Chi-Coms are smiling today. County clerk in Antrim County in Michigan may have accidentally transposed the numbers for Trump and Biden. John James is investigating. Trump and James will see a gain of about 6,000 votes once corrected. Isn't that special? Right?
Yeah.
Somebody says, if the ED split continues, I'm not sure that's an appropriate acronym for this particular situation, but if the ED split continues as we saw from last night, it'd be closer to 10K. ED, do you know what I'm talking about?
I just know that that's a man problem usually, and they say
no,
ED.
I get it. They're saying there'd be 10,000 votes benefit to Trump and James once that's corrected.
Ah.
In Michigan, that's like 1,000. That's like 1,000. Wow. We're going to win it, says somebody else with a cowboy hat smiley face emoji. I like that. Another, if Trump pulls this out, there will be rioting beyond rioting. They'll say that he stole the general election. God help us if it goes to bonehead Biden. You folks are great. I think the Russians were meddling in the election last night. Last night was the biggest heist since what's that airline that goes over to
Lufthansa?
Lufthansa, thank you.
Lufthansa, yeah.
Kevin's the guy that says stuff I can't pronounce, which is a lot of words. If social media is so obviously corrupt, says another, why is everyone continuing to use it? If all Trump supporters stopped, those companies would lose their stock value in a huge way and hopefully suffer and allow other social media startups to succeed. Isn't that interesting? It's a good point. I would also say this. Set the election aside. Social media is a poison. It believes you to think this is how people are thinking when maybe that's not the case. And certainly the damage that can be done on the election front is well real. I am of the opinion Fox News is no longer worthy of the support of the people who built Fox News into a juggernaut, conservatives. They want to be just like the rest now. Right? They want to get along, and it's because Rupert Murdoch's kids are liberal nuts. I'm just going to say it like it is. I get to that point because it feels like it's about 2 in the morning right now. But they're liberal whack jobs. I think we should do this. Now, I think we ought to get a few people on the phone and say, are you in? I'm in. Kevin, you in? Todd, you
mm-hmm.
in? Leah?
Yep.
James? Chris, are you in? Who's in? Okay, Scott, yeah, I'm in, but what are we in for? We're going to put in enough money to build a network that will be what Fox News used to be. Because Fox News was built by conservative viewers. They are a consumer juggernaut, a dream for advertisers. Let's pull it back. Let's say, you know what? Screw you, Twitter. Facebook, who needs you? We're going to have Red. We're going to have Red.
Okay. Yep.
Do you see what they said on Red? Yeah. And it's conservatives and conservatives only. You're doing like background checks.
Yep.
Love the idea. Love the idea. Absolutely. Okay, let's see who is waiting here. Will in Detroit Lakes. Thanks for waiting. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go.
Yeah, Scott. First of all, I've got $1,000. I'll donate to that one.
Okay, we got to start doing this, and you don't give it to us until we raise the amount of money necessary to actually do this, right? Yep. In other words, we got to say, look, it's sort of like a GoFundMe deal, but not corrupt GoFundMe. That what's the number? And Bill O'Reilly has said this a few times. We've had him on the show. Phil Parker has as well. He just says it's so much money. It's so much money to go up there and compete and another network set it up. I don't care. I don't care. I know this. Fox News is enormously successful. I mean, like, ridiculously profitable. And why? Because of conservatives. So if they're poking us in the eye, let's take them on.
Yeah, that's one thing. But I still wanted to say one other thing. I agree with the idea. I think you can start small, and you don't have billions of dollars. That's what you have to do.
North Dakota way. North Dakota way. I like that. We don't need a billion. We don't need 2 billion. We're going to do it for a million.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. What else did you want to say?
Here's the thing. You know, I thought that we had been handed the election hands down when Keith Ellison got up and said, the reason I didn't release all of the information on the George Floyd killing was because I didn't want to hamper the prosecution of the officer. When he said that, you know, I've got some legal background and I did a career in the military. But when he said that, he basically said that he started the riots by withholding the information that it was not the officers and not showing the 45 minutes that they were trying to gain control of him. If he had just acquiesced and had control, they could have got him to the hospital. He might be alive. Okay. So when we look at it that way, Keith Ellison said, I withheld all that information because I did not want to hamper the prosecution of that officer. And then the rest of the Democrats and the media took that and ran and said, police are bad. They killed George Floyd, the poor guy. He was just going about his business, and it was a fake scenario. And I didn't hear that mentioned once in the whole campaign, even though I was passing that on up to the people in the Republican Party. I said, hey, we need to push this point. I think that's a winner.
You know, you're an example, Will, of why this audience of Minnesotans and North Dakotans and South Dakotans and folks from Montana are just the best of the best. I mean, it really is. I love your analogy and everything about it. So appreciate the call very much. Call again, and our first $1,000 on the Fox. Let's just call the network Red. Keep this simple. Just make Red the color, the word, you know. And is that from Red? Okay, I don't care. If it's not from Red, I don't care. Right? I love it. Back to your calls after this.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021.
Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got five tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, which ultimately leads to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation needs our help is cracking in your walls or flooring.
Let us help you protect your greatest asset. Go to ramjacknorth.com to learn more. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Have you been to a PetroServe USA lately? Come on in. Home cooking with grab-and-go convenience. Great specials all month long like Pepsi products, 20-ounce containers, 99 cents, or 24-packs for $5.99. Two for $2 salt and nut rolls. Jack links. 3 1/4-ounce package, $3.25. Jerky, $3.69. Or popcorn Annapolis, $3.39. Plus, weekly specials, great deals every day. Grab-and-go convenience with that home cooking. You're going to love it. At PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by ABM, Advanced Business Methods. I'm going to tell you about a great homegrown company, Advanced Business Methods. The place to go when you need to upgrade your copiers, your printers, your office equipment. They're very high-end today. You know, these printers are computers, they're big computers, data and analytics that help you track usage, tell you how to save money on the job and who's printing what. But you know what? That can be hacked. Just like votes can be hacked. Just saying.
What? What?
West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot, and Dickinson. Go online. ABMnow.com. Todd's going to tell us about Schwann's, and then we're going to take some more calls here on What's on Your Mind.
I know we got a summer reprieve for a few days, but guess what? Early next week, it's supposed to be a little snowy and icy in many spots.
So you're going to want that all-wheel drive, the heated seats, the heated steering wheel. Over 100 trucks and SUVs, Moser Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty, late model Yukons, Suburbans, Acadias, trucks, all makes and models, payments to fit every budget, and Schwann needs your trade, too. Stop by and see what yours is worth. You may be surprised. Hurry in for best selection. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Jane and Bismarck. Paul in Minnesota, Dave in Minot, Adam in North Dakota, stacked up, ready to go next. That's the only one. We're barely going to have time for you. If you give me your best 30 seconds, I'll love you forever. So give me your best 30 seconds here. And I would also say that during the break, somebody called about, or somebody texted about Breitbart. Why hasn't Breitbart come up with a channel yet? Why not give our money to build Newsmax? They already have a channel. I get it, and Chris Ruddy is a friend of mine. I like him a lot, and Newsmax, what they've done has been pretty amazing, and they continue to get better and better and better. But I just don't think they've done it yet, and they've had a long, long time to do it. They've seen this, right? They've been Newsmax up against Fox and others that are quote-unquote conservative for a long time. They haven't done it, so, I don't know. Maybe a partnership, but I'm thinking Red has to be our own deal from scratch, controlled by the people we know and trust, and it ought to be based right here in North Dakota, covering everywhere else. So I'm just sticking to that right now. And by the way, the bucks are flying in. I'm up to $5,000. Five different folks have said they pledged $1,000. We didn't even ask for $1,000. We're just kind of throwing around some ideas here, but might be time to get the GoFundMe going and do it right. Anyway, we're on it. You've inspired me, folks. We're on it. Let's go to Adam. Adam, your best 30 seconds, go.
Hey, Scott. Just wanted to share a verse that I thought of last night, and that was trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. And I guess for me, the biggest thing in this election is that ultimately God's got it under control, and he is sovereign. And no matter what happens, it doesn't mean we shouldn't fight and we shouldn't do what we need to do to keep our country what it is. But no matter what happens, he's in control. So we don't need to have a hissy fit or a tizzy fit over what happens here. Just do our best to fight for our country and trust God.
Very well said. Very well said. And if you're anxious and you're twisted in knots, that's not of God. That's of a fallen world. That's from a dark place. It's a dark place. So, you know, you can accomplish nothing doing that. I mean, you really can. Adam, thanks so much. Well said. Appreciate it. Let's see who's next here. Paul in Minnesota. Go ahead, Paul.
You know, Trump he drew thousands and thousands of people to his rallies, and Biden didn't draw a third of what Trump did, and Trump campaigned harder. Now, Biden last night on the radio, when I was driving a truck last night, he said that he felt good about the position that they were in Michigan and Wisconsin. And yet the news was that Trump was ahead. Now, what did Biden know? He knew that they're going to be harvesting votes. Because I believe that they do that. They do it every election. They find ballots in someone's closet or someone's trunk of their car. They have ballots stashed. I know they do. That's why they wanted this early voting.
All great points. Appreciate that call very much. And by the way, I'm just looking right now at some numbers in Wisconsin. Now, remember we said earlier there's a concern that there's more voters than registered voters. And maybe that's why the race evidently is up in Wisconsin for Biden now. 20,600 votes. That number could wobble a bit. Yeah.
Unbelievable. And you know, Biden doesn't even have a brain anymore. I'm sorry, but he doesn't know where he's at half the time. I know I'm a talking point here, but that's the bottom line. The guy doesn't know what the heck's going on half the time.
Well, that's why this is all amazing. And I'll end where I started. Polling corrupt. Media corrupt. You know, obviously, how they go about the vote total counts and what they did, corrupt. So, absolutely, 100%. Dave and Minot. Let's get Dave and Minot in here quickly.
I appreciate your idea about the Red Network. I'm on board there, too, for $500. Anyway, my comment is, now that the election is passed, I'm wondering if we can expect some progress on the Durham report and if Attorney General Barr is going to take the last shot from Hades seriously. And I think I did that in 15 seconds.
Like a true pro right there. Here is a, I don't know who this is from, Jeff Dufour. He says, the latest plot twist comes from Arizona, which had reportedly counted 95% of its votes. New York Times now notes that due to an error in an Edison research data feed of results, the actual estimate is that 86% of the vote has been counted. Isn't that special? And we also have another report out of Arizona that it is trending Trump's way a big time. Big time. El Rushbo is next. God bless him and protect him, right? And you're in tune for a lot of great information from Rush. We'll be here and continue our coverage. God bless. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, home to great family fun and great wellness products. The Hot Spring Spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Olhausen Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Olhausen and Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.